I laughed out loud when I read the newspaper story about the Pennsylvania boys who stole a bridge near Newcastle. Brothers in their 20s used a blowtorch to dismantle a 50-foot iron span, took it to a recycling plant, and sold the pieces. The thieves got $5,174 for the 15.5 tons of scrap metal. They showed the suspicious buyers a picture of the steel 50-by-20-foot bridge, taken with their cell phone camera. Despite the brothers' scouts' honor oath that they had permission to reduce the structure to portable pieces, the recyclers were suspicious. The owners of the bridge and property, where the bridge straddled a creek, say the value of the bridge the thieves sold for scrap was over $100,000. Modern technology was the downfall of those Pennsylvania boys. This criminal concept was not new to me. Down south, such shenanigans have an added twist, work a little bit differently. On our little tree farm in Alabama, we have a small bridge over a creek, an upgraded, abandoned railroad bridge. Modest, nothing as monumental as the Pennsylvania Boys Bridge. My neighbor damaged the bridge, logging some timber out for me, repaired the bridge, and replaced the surface as was required in our contract. After he logged some of his own trees out, he returned to dismantle my replaced bridge lumber and rolled out to the highway with my bridge surface strapped to the back of his logging truck. It was now impossible to cross the bridge even on foot, much less a car, and certainly not a logging truck, should we need to cross the bridge in the future. It was a knotty problem for a lawyer to untangle. I called a lawyer guy I had known since college and explained the situation. He seemed very sympathetic and agreed to look into the matter. Next day, he called back and said he had talked with the offender, McGee. My lawyer thought it was all just a little old misunderstanding. We could work it out. This would be easy to do, he said, since McGee, the bridge thief, was a longtime client of his. I had to put a cold compress on my head after that phone call. I was in la-la land. Not only could you steal somebody else's bridge, you could also, as an attorney, represent both sides. I would say only in Alabama, but let's face it, Newcastle, Pennsylvania is a long way north of the Mason-Dixon line, and those boys are just as crazy up there. I'll bet those enterprising brothers end up getting their law degrees from prison after studying a few years with some shrewd jailhouse lawyer. Then they can migrate south, where they heard that one lawyer can represent both defendant and complainant. It's a win-win situation.